the whole Leadville series of events started in 1983 when our big mine on the outside of town called the Climax Molybdenum Mine shut down, and overnight Leadville experienced about the highest unemployment rate in the whole country. So Ken Klober and Mary Lee Maupin, they decided they needed to figure out a way to bring people here and get them to spend at least one night in our hotels and spend some money, you know, eating at our restaurants. So they came up with the Leadville Trail 100 Run, and they figured if people were going to stay here and run 100 miles, they would at least spend one night. So that was the whole basis of all of what we have now, is that one idea.
And how did it evolve from there?
You know, it started small. Mostly volunteers took care of all the course marking and all the office work and everything else. And course marking was very minimal. And I think safety and medical consisted of every racer having a whistle. So if you got in trouble, you literally blew your whistle and hopefully somebody came to find you. And, you know, it's just grown from there. Now I am responsible for 16 events throughout the season. Some of those local and then some across the country, which are qualifier events to get into the big ones. The 100-mile races are lotteries now. So you have to enter a lottery process. If you're not successful there, you can go to a qualifier and get in that way as well.
You also now have a whole bunch of races together that combine to be either Lead Man or Lead Woman. Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. So we have an incredible marathon here, and it goes up to 13,185 feet. It's called the Leadville Trail Marathon. And the folks that decide they want to be a Lead Man or Lead Woman start with that event. They have to complete it. Then they move on to a Silver Rush 50 event, which is another incredible course that we have on the east side of town. So it doesn't mirror the bike course and the run course. It's on the east side of town. It's through the historic mining district. Very scenic over there. Very difficult. Elevation gain in 50 miles is more than it would be in the hundreds. So it's a challenging race. So those lead men go from the marathon. They pick either the Silver Rush 50 bike or the run, whichever one they like. They have to complete one of those, and then they go to the 100-mile bike. And then they have to do the 10K the very next morning. And then 5 days later, they have to start the 100-mile trail run. And if you do all of those consecutively in one season, you're a lead man or a lead woman.
And how many people usually manage that feat?
We usually cap it around 100 participants to start with. And by the end of the season, it's always right around 45. And that's a good number for lead men and lead women to be completing that. Usually it's a grueling season, and there's usually some weather involved in one of those races, and those guys are just, and girls are just tough as nails. I mean, they are an incredible group of people.
Let's focus a bit more on the trail run. Can you just explain the course a bit to me?
Yeah, absolutely. So the course starts right here on Harrison Avenue in Leadville, which is our main street, and runners take off at 4 a.m., and they get a run around the Turquoise Lake single track in the dark. The sun comes up a couple hours later. And then they're going to go over the Sugarloaf section and down Power Line and all these names you hear about. Then around the Fish Hatchery into Outward Bound. And they hit aid stations along the way. About every 12 miles, there's an aid station location. And then they have to take their way through Twin Lakes and across the river and up Hope Pass. And then down the backside of Hope Pass, which is over 12,500 feet. So it's a big, big, huge climb to Winfield, the historic town site of Winfield. And then retrace all those steps back all the way to town. So it's an out and back course. Athletes get to see everyone. So you pass everybody on your way out and back. And it's, you know, creates that teamwork and family kind of relationship out there. So everyone gets to say hi and give everybody a bunch of encouragement.
What makes this race so particularly challenging?
There's so many different reasons. I think one of it obviously starts with our elevation. So Leadville is the highest incorporated city in the United States, sitting at 10,200 feet. And to start from that elevation and only go up to 12,005, it's pretty amazing. That does a lot to your system, and if you're not used to it, you experience all sorts of difficulties. In addition to that, with the elevation comes cold and heat. So we start in the dark. It can be right at freezing, even below freezing some years, and then it warms up. And here in Leadville, 80 degrees without any wind feels like 105 in other places. And then you get back up on top of Hope Pass, and it's cold again. So I think that takes its toll on the system. The other thing is just the mix of trail and pavement that we have here. Some people, you know, they do really well on the trails and they flourish there, but then the pavement really tears them up. And there's a flip side to that. Some people can really motor down the pavement and then they have trouble on the hiking sections and the steeps and stuff like that. So it's just a mix of all of it that comes into this kind of perfect storm here in Leadville.
So what's the overall finisher rate in an average year?
On an average year, we're closer to 46% finish rate. This year in 2016, we had absolutely incredible weather from start to finish. and we ended up at 52, which for us is very high. That's a lot of people crossing the finish line and running up the red carpet.
And if someone is not interested in signing up to this race and makes the lottery and so on, what do you think is the best way to prepare for this particular challenge?
You know, some of our longtime Leadville athletes, and I'm going to go to the bike race. Dave Ween, six-time Leadville Trail 100 champion, always says, there's no way to prepare for the Leadville Trail 100 other than riding your bike. You know, you can try to cross train, you can lift weights, you can do all kinds of things. And those help, but you have to put the miles on the bike. So I think the same thing goes for runners. You have to put the miles on your feet. You have to get all the muscles trained up. But the biggest thing is you have to be prepared in your head for things to go wrong. Because as you know, you might have a perfect day, but through that perfect day, there were little problems. There were issues. There was diet. There was, who knows, equipment malfunctions. There was all kinds of things. So start with plan one, have a plan two, have a plan three. And like people say, run from aid station to aid station, break the race up into pieces. And then before you know it, you'll be coming around the lake on the way home, up the boulevard and across the red carpet.
And you've got quite a bit of repeat customers here, right? You've got the 10-year buckle, you've got the 20-year buckle. I've met at the hostel where I'm staying, people who come every year.
Yep.
What are you doing to sort of encourage this family feel, nearly?
That's the key right there. Not just athletes, but spectators and volunteers alike. We have so many people come back year after year to just be part of the event as a whole. And you nailed it when you said family. We aren't kidding when we welcome everyone at the athlete meeting and say you're now part of the Leadville family. Ken and Mary Lee started that back in the day, and I'm doing as much as I can to make everyone feel like a person, not a number. Handshakes, hugs, you know, interactions, face-to-face. That's the least we can do for these people that are coming to spend their time with us in Leadville and spend all the time they did training and time away from work and time away from family to get here and experience what it is to feel like a Leadville finisher. I just know when I finished the races and I got to the finish line and my family was there, it was like the biggest sense of relief. And I didn't want to do anything but figure out how to come back. And so I hope everyone else feels that too.
And how does the town respond to the race?
The support out on course is amazing. I mean, there's a couple pop-up aid stations that aren't even Leadville Race Series aid stations that appear, like on the one on the power line. Those guys have a lot of fun up there. And most of the athletes are coming through at the, you know, worst part of the night. It's cold and they're tired and top of the power line. And then there's this amazing just local group of athlete or of friends of the race that set up an aid station up there and get people over to May Queen. So from there all the way around the course, there's locals involved, and that's very important for us. We don't want to feel like we're just coming in and taking over town. We want to feel like the race is part of town, and it has been for 34 years. And that's what I try for every year. Everyone we use for food and for beverages and the catering, they're all local businesses. I don't outsource from outside of Leadville as much as I possibly can. So we keep everyone involved and keep everyone happy that we can.
And some of the money this race generates also goes towards educational projects, doesn't it?
It does. Ken and Mary Lee started the Leadville Trail 100 Legacy Foundation many years ago. And when they sold the events to Lifetime Fitness, they kept that foundation. It's here local. And every athlete, when they get into the lottery, are donating to that foundation, which in turn gives a $1,000 scholarship to every senior. So we're over $350,000 now that have been given from the athletes through the legacy to seniors to further their education. So it's a no questions asked scholarship. If they go on to a higher education, it can be anything, you know, beauty school, automotive, bachelor degree, associate's degree, doesn't matter. They are given $1,000 and gets them on their way to becoming a better person. And hopefully at one point we'll have one of those kids come back and do something bigger here in Leadville for themselves. And that's the key. That's what we want.